RSN 927's track report.
Let's head out to Flemington and Liam O'Keefe joins us, track manager, with the latest on the track for racing today. Liam, how are you?
Good, thanks, Nadia.
I suppose the important part about today is you do have the rail out a fair bit, obviously accommodating for the Turnbull Stakes coming up.
That's right. We've elected to put the rail in the 14-metre position, so when we move back to the traditional 9-metre position for Turnbull Stakes Day, we've got a large enough pad to fit the field in around the turn, so that's going to give us 5 metres of fresh ground for Turnbull, so that's the strategy moving into today's meeting.
Exactly. I suppose you do have to plan a fair bit ahead with what you've got coming up. How just overall does that inside part of the track look? Not the bit that we'll obviously won't see it used today, but are you quite happy with the way it's coming together?
Yeah, it is. It's coming together well. It raced well on Mackay David Stakes Day, and then we use sort of the middle to outer parts for these two meetings, and then allow that inside 9 metres a good 6 week break leading into Derby Day. We certainly need a really good, thick, dense cover of grass to get through that 4 days of the carnival. So it's worked out well so far, and I'd expect it to play good again today.
Obviously, with the rail out, we do have a restricted field size today. Look, how does the track overall look, and what type of rating have you given it?
We've given it a good 4 this morning. The going stick is 9.3 overall, and the rail's in the 14-metre position. We've applied 4 millimetres of irrigation the last 24 hours, and that takes us to a total of 32 for the week. So we've put plenty of irrigation on. It's going to be a fine sunny day, 19 degrees, light wind. So it's a perfect day for racing.
Would you expect it to stay in that range for the whole meeting, or is there any chance of an upgrade?
I think we'll get an upgrade later in the day. There is a bit of juice in it. It's a nice, thick, lush cover. But being a fine day and sun out, I think we will get to a 3 at some stage during the day.
Great. Thank you for that, Liam. And good luck with the program and the rest of the carnival. Thank you.
Thanks, Nadia.
Yes, Liam O'Keefe with the latest for racing at Flemington today. It's now 10:25 as we welcome in our panel to preview this meeting at Flemington. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nads.
That's good to know. How do you find the form and the program out at Flemington this afternoon?
Oh, it's just a bit extra racing at Flemington midweek, isn't it? It's great. I like a couple early in the day, and it's competitive racing right the way through the program, and the new initiative of the Derby and the Oaks trial, only the second year, but last year it worked well with the Oaks when they were coming through, Pino coming through this and winning this, the Ethereal, and then the Oaks. So we've really got to keep an eye on those two races.
Exactly. Probably attracted a lot more interest seeing that form line come through too this year with capacity fields. Look, Warren Huntley is also with us. So are you, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Nard.
You can duck over to the show in between races today.
Yeah, I'll try and get a little... I'm short enough to get the kids' concession, but my face probably gives my age away, now.
how do you find the meeting today?
Oh, look, I'm looking forward to it. And I think right throughout the day, as Dean referenced, the Derby and the Oaks trials are a great initiative, but I think there could be some good form up. Obviously, our libretto's going to be kicking off the day as a short price favourite. Really looking forward to race 3. I think there's some promising horses there, and looking forward to seeing Bravo Tango come back as a gelding in race 5. So even leading into those Oaks and Derby trials, I think there's highlights right throughout the day.
Well, we kick things off race 1 with an 1800 metre race as we welcome in Trent Langscale from the Tab. How are you, Trent?
All good, thank you, Nadia.
Okay, let's go through some of the significant market moves and the latest betting for this first. It's over 1800. You can take out runners 3, 7 and 10.
Well, in the opening race, the punters haven't missed our libretto there as the favourite. Went up $2.25 on Monday, been back well throughout, and this morning now $1.65. Cold Coast, a $5 second elect, hasn't budged from that price this morning. Moscow Red, just a slight tighten from 7 into 6. Addison at $8.50, and you're getting further out there, Nadia, with Lohar's Eagar, the best of the others at $11. But in the first, the punters, they're pretty confident that our libretto will get off to a right start for them. As much as $2.25, now $1.65.
Good go in the first race. As far as the map looks here, Dean, you've probably got the likely leader drawn inside.
Yeah, that's right, Nads. Lopar Tiga looks the leader. I'm expecting maybe Coral Coast and Moscow Red to come across as the next pair, and the Ruffy Ennis behind them. But you're right with Lopar Tiga. She likes to roll along, and she can do that from barrier one.
just looking at this from a punting front, do you think that the value's now gone, the Faye?
Certainly, and a little bit of a different challenge as opposed to her wins at Sandown Hillside, where she's had clear air and small field should probably get to the outside. But I just think at some stage of the race, Coral Coast might have a tactical advantage, and at the odds on offer, I'd probably be one the win, two the place on Coral Coast, and thinking that she's going to finish in the money with a little chance of knocking off the favourite. So for me, she's the little bit of value in this race. Al Libretto's certainly the danger, and she's just so raw. She did that nearly ears pricked winning last time, and has trialled well since. She's a good talent and the danger. Lo Partiga, we've discussed, she's the likely leader, and she can roll along and run well. Dry tracks are her go, and she ran well last start. Now the same form line is Moscow Red, who's been very consistent this preparation. But I think Coral Coast, a little chance of beating the favourite here. 5, 8, 2, and 6.
5 from 8, 2, and 6. So Dean going for Coral Coast, who is currently a $5 chance with tab.com.au. What angle have you taken, Warren?
Look, I think she can win Nardal Libretto, but I don't know if I want to back her at that price. As you said, the value's probably gone. Maybe she can drift as we get closer to the race. But look, I think she's just got that raw ability, and it's not easy to do what she's done since arriving in Australia, win her maiden and then go to stronger grade and just be really strong through the line. She'll love 1,800 metres of Flemington. She'd probably prefer the rail in the true position, but I'm tipping her. Lopetegui might be able to give a real sight riding the speed here, close to peak fitness, probably at peak fitness now, does no work to get there. Little claim for Steph Thornton's a plus. Coral Coast trialled up quite nicely since that first up run, and she'll be fitter, and I think she's certainly right in the mix if you're playing Quinellas and trifectas and Moscow Red's form line intertwines. I think maps nicely to get a spot just behind the speed. I'm with the favourite, but she's short enough. 8, 2, 5, 6.
8 from 2, 5, and 6, and Dean going 5 from 8, 2, and 6 to kick things off. Race number 1 from Flemington. We go to the second. This is down the straight, a 1,000-metre race, and the scratchings here, you can take out just number 1.
The favourite here, Nadia, well-supported in Leverage, who did open as a $6 chance. Now, that was before La Pomme de Pin did come out yesterday morning, but Leverage today has been $4 into 3. You have Blue Roche, who's a $7 second elect. Just remember this, has got out from 7 to 8.50. King's Iris at 9.50. And then Rapidora and No Regrets. They're the best of the others, 10 and 11 respectively. Leverage, though, well supported as the favourite, $4 into 3.
Okay, Dean, what do you think they'll do here down the straight?
It's a very good question, Nards. When the rail's out 14 metres, it's not that far to probably get to the outside, I'd imagine. Mm. So, that's the sort of thinking I've got. But I've got speed right across the map in the 12 runners, from Leverage, Barrier 2, Final Choice in 5. The first starter, I think King's Iris won't be that far away from Barrier 7, and right out wide, Daz Karzine's got speed as well. But so no shortage of speed, and often they end up in a bit of a bunch, but maybe towards the outside, perhaps.
Mm, okay, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Warren, what have you gone for here?
I think it'll be interesting, Naz, and not a lot had surprised me here. I thought Just Remember This was terrific on debut at Sale. Amphitrite's going to go round, likely to be favourite in the next race, so that form's being trusted already to some extent in pre-post markets. So just thought she might be able to roll along somewhere near the speed and had as good a chance as anything, number 11 at reasonable price. The race at Sale that Blur Roche and Olive comes through could well be to the fore. Olive's drawn to get out wider here, and maybe that's going to be the part of the track to be in. So for that reason, I've sided with her as a good chance. She'll be strong late and should be there to strike at some stage. The form through Leverage win's been good. There's been winners coming out of that race, obviously, in easier grade. But she ran pretty good time, particularly late in the race after having an easy time early on. So has to be in the mix. And I think Rapidora, you can mount a case to say that she should have clearly won last start. If that was the case, she'd probably be shorter in the market than she is here. 11, 12, 8 and 13 in an even race.
11 from 12, 8, 13 in race number 2. What's your take, Dave?
Yeah, very tough race, Nards. I'm going to go with one first up here in Asira, number 3, who did start shorter in the market than its well-performed stablemate Anjana when they met on debut at Wangaratta, and got held up that day, ran well, then won the maiden at Werribee before a spell. I just think drawn a good spot, but very limited confidence in this race. I think Blur Roche is a really smart filly, just depending on how Barrier 1 plays down the straight. 12 Olive, through the same reference, certainly ran well enough on debut to suggest she'll be winning races, and the market's really zeroed in on Leveraged. I thought she had a good hope, but she's, I think, well and truly overbet now, but a legitimate chance. But as Warren said, not a lot would surprise, and we've got a fair spread of numbers here. 3, 4, 12 and 8.
3 from 4, 12 and 8. So as you can see, it's a tough one. 3, 4, 12, 8 from Dean and 11, 12, 8, 13 from Warren in race number 2. We're up to race 3. This event is a 1420 metre 3-year-old race. You can take out runners 11, 15, 16 and also number 17, Trent.
Nadia Amphitrite is a well-supported favourite here. Opened $2.80 on Monday and has got into as short as $2.15, but presently at $2.25. And really outside of the favourite, there hasn't been too much interest with the other runners. You have Master Brax, who's been $6.50 out to 7,000 Wishes, $9.50. There's been some specking there, but emphasise specking. East Indiaman at 11, and then Big Night Out and Bricktop, the best of the others there, 12 and 13 respectively. Well-supported favourite, though, in the third with Amphitrite. As much as 280 was on offer, now 225.
Dean, just having a look at the map here, there looks to be a few that could settle in a forward position.
I'd agree with that, Nards. Marked it quite busy earlier, whether it's one like Antilia from out wide coming across, but you've got Secret Vega, East India Man, 1,000 Wishes, Sicario, Prism, all got good tactical speed. So I think the first 400 metres of this race, will be quite busy.
What do you like?
9 last start winners, so you've got so many different form lines, but I couldn't be more impressed with Amphitrite's win at Sale. She got held up, really hit the line. I thought she was a filly of some promise last time in, and while she has to beat the boys here today, I think she will, and then probably go on to something like the Manifold or even 1,000 Guineas. So I'm quite keen on Amphitrite, who'll probably sit off that speed that we've mentioned, but she'll be very strong late to beat. 8 Subrays, her stablemate. Not sure Barrier 1's absolutely ideal, but won the maiden last start, can measure up here. I thought Bricktop wasn't a bad win last time out. He was a maiden in a 64, but got the job done, and he's massive odds here, aesthetic, but that race at Mornington, the race wasn't run to suit at all. He could be a sharp improver at a really big price. So very keen on the favourite, but a little bit of value around them. 12 from 8, 1 and 4.
So we go 12 from 8, 1, 4 from Dean. What's your take, Warren?
Yeah, she was terrific winning Amphitrite first up. Nah, she's got to be better with that run under the belt. We'll get a little bit of a handle on that form line. We just remember this goes around in the previous race, but she won with something in hand and the win of a filly that can go on, lightly raced with real upside. But there's a few in this race that are the same, but I think the race sets up well for her too. 12 ahead of Subrays, who was expected to win as a short price favourite last start, albeit almost a tradesman-like win, but he was strong through the line and there's been winning form behind him already. East India Man's had a trial since his recent run here at Flemington, in a race that was probably set up for Swoopers, and Master Brax was good winning last start, another one that outside of Amphitrite, I think it's a very even race, but keen on her. 12, 8, 3 and 14.
12 from 8, 3 and 14 in race at number 3. We're over to the next event, race 4, and this is a 1420 metre 64, where you can take out runners 8, 9, 11 and also number 17, Trent.
For this fourth race, Nadia, Vinland is the favourite, but has been easy during the betting this morning, as short as 3.20 out to 3.70. Rebellious Lord has been hovering around the $5.50, $6 mark, and currently the $5.50 second elect. Habero, who was running around in, the Victoria Derby last year, has come in from 8 into 6. Escherach at 7.50. Bostoni is the other galloper in single figures, around the 9.50 mark, presently 9.50, and then a couple more at double figures. Minoan Spirit has been specced as much as 18 into 10, and Bad Wolf there at 12. Vinland, a $3.70 favourite, Nadia, for the fourth, but has been easy during this morning's betting.
And how do you have these mapping, Dean?
Nards, I think the speed probably here comes from Al Razi, who probably lead, I'd imagine. Then you've got Rebellious Lord Blinker's first time. I think he could get across pretty quickly. The likes of Flaming Bell will hold its spot from Barrier 4. And then a lot of these like to settle midfield or a touch worse. So it probably comes down to intent from the riders in that first 400 metres.
Okay, so that's a look at the map. Let's talk tips. And what have you gone for here, Warren?
I'm going to go with Abiro on an each-way basis. Now, it'll be a terrific training performance from Matt Laurie. The horse has had I think it was knee surgery initially, and then came back and then had to have throat surgery and start again. So he's had a fair time away from the track, and he certainly got to know the vets in the time that he's been away. But I thought his trials and jump outs leading into this have been terrific. And if Matt's got the grounding into him for 1,400 metres first up, I think he's a horse of some promise. 16, Abiro. Probably D-Day's approaching for Vinland. He's been disappointing when a short price favourite on a couple of occasions. Maybe fitted with the first up run under the belt, drawn to get a nice run. Rebellious Lord, he just can't draw a barrier this preparation, but he's on a comeback preparation himself, and I think he's going well. I'd prefer him with a track with a little bit more give in it, but he seems to be going well on firmer tracks, and as Dean referenced, he's got the blinkers on here, and Esther Arc's trialled up quite nicely for the Hayes and Davening stable to run here first up, and he certainly competed in stronger races than this previously. 16, 5, 3 and 7.
16, 5, 3, 7, Dean.
I'm going with Esther Arc here first up. I think this horse has trialled up nicely. He's never really contested anything like a benchmark 64 before, and I just think he's well placed. Whilst his form doesn't look inspiring last time in, I just think he's so well graded here and he's trialled quite well. Vinland, he was beaten on that savagely biased track on Balaclava Cup Day, but better for that run, drawn to get a lovely run here. Rebellious Lord, I think if he gets across fairly quickly, he could win a race like this. And I'll put in Pearl Devere. I thought it's got too far back at Geelong. Damien Oliver takes over, and when he won the maiden on her at Moonee Valley, he was quite proactive on her in the early stages of the race, so she might race a lot closer here and certainly be an improver. 7, 5, 3 and 13.
7, 5, 3, 13 from Dean. Warringah 16, 5, 3, 7. That's race 4. Race 5, the Star of the Realm handicap over 1,100, a benchmark 70. You can take out 9, 15, 16 and 17 here, Trent, and we've got a couple of horses at a very similar price.
Yeah, only 30 cents between a Bravo Tango and Haunted there, Nadia. Bravo Tango has been reasonably solid as the $3.20 favourite, but of the two, Haunted has had the most money. Opened $4.80 on Monday and is now all the way into $3.50. In the Nile at $8.50. Hasn't been too much change there. Like to think so. Has got out from 7 to 9. Huge Action is the other in single figures at 9, and there's a gap $18 or bigger the rest. Bravo Tango remains the favourite at $3.20 for the first leg of the quaddie, but Haunted has been the better supported of the two after opening $4.80 and now $3.50.
And we've got another straight race here, Dean. How do you sort of have them settling?
Nads, I'm expecting probably on the inside, What a Hoot, Huge Action are the two most prominent, and then on the outside you've got Meridian Star, a speed horse, and Run Sardi, depending on how 40 is, I think, first up, whether he's quite prominent, and then Haunted, like to think so, probably there as well. But I think there's more genuine speed than the earlier straight race that I mentioned.
Okay, so there we have a look at that map. What have you gone for?
The race revolves around Bravo Tango. As Warren mentioned earlier, he's been gelded, he's trialled well. His straight track run, that third to nature strip, stands out for a benchmark 70, and he might start to fulfil his potential this time in. He needs to, because he's shown a lot, and now we want to see him actually go on with it and win races, and he looks a real chance of doing it here. I think Huge Action's an underrated horse. Gets a senior rider back on, he'll make his own luck. I think he'll give a good sight. He's a good little roughie in the race in Del Piero. He closed off in really good sectionals late at Bendigo, and I think he'll probably be with Bravo Tango in the run. Whether he'll sprint as well as him's the query, but I think he can get into the money. And 11 In Denial, who's trialled well in blinkers since that most recent run, could certainly improve here. But 5's the key runner, and certainly looks the one to beat. 5, 10, 3, 11.
5 from 10, 3 and 11. Warren?
He's an exciting horse, Nards, and importantly, he looks to have trialled up very tractably, and that's the key. I think he's been a frustration for Mitch Friedman and Connections, knowing that they had a horse of such talent, runs behind Schnitzer Peg and Nature Strip, and then favourite behind Cliff's Edge in the Manfred. So he's a real talent. Gelded, the earmuffs going on pre-race, and he's trialled up well. So he could be drawn the right part of the track also to make that run closer to the middle outside of the track. He looks hard to beat to me. Haunted was good winning last start. This is a tougher assignment, even though we're talking benchmark 70s. I think there's still more depth to this as a benchmark 70 than his win at Geelong. I like the way Like to Think So's trialled up, sort of a low-profile horse from the Kim Harm stable, but going about his business very well and quite sharp for a son of Say You Think. But the blinkers on here, and In Denial also gets the blinkers on from that run last start, and his jump out, as Dean referenced, with the blinkers on was really sharp. But I quite like 5 ahead of 6, 8 and 11.
So 5, 6, 8 and 11 from Warren. Dean goes 5, 10, 3, 11. That's a look at race 5. We have a look at race number 6 now, and this is over 1,700 at 60. And the, we'll go to the right race now. We'll go to race 6 here. And this is actually the Kennedy Oaks trial over 1,800 metres. Takeout runners 2, 7, 15, 16 and also 17. And how is the market looking with the tab currently, Trent?
There are a few chances here, Nadia, according to the betting. You have Sierra Vista, who opened 4.20 and is the favourite at 3.60. Sizzle Me opened 5 and is on the second line currently at 4.20. Pressure at 5. Hasn't changed too much during this morning's betting. Graceful Glamour at 5.50. Oregon Dreamer, just out of shade, from 5.50 to 6. There's been support at a price for Yulong Meteor, who opened $26. And even this morning has been 15 into 12. And then it's 23 or bigger the rest there for this Kennedy Oaks trial. Sierra Vista, a $3.60 favourite. There's been money for Tiddle Me as well, and at a longer price, Yulong Meteor.
Okay, so a bit of specking for some who have been longer odds. So, Dean, looks to be a few that are going to go forward here, some drawn inside and then others drawn sort of really wide on the grid.
Yeah, I would have thought that those horses out wide, Nadji Sofiera Vista, of course, win the Morpheville Guineas from the front, and I think Graceful Glamour raced handy in a pretty solid race, the Spring Stakes. I think they've drawn 11 and 12. They've probably come across. Sizzle Me was ridden with real intent early at Bendigo. I think she'll use Barrier 4 and pressure from Barrier 1 looks as quite a strong stayer, so I don't think she'd be wanting to give up Barrier 1. So I think they're the four most likely, and they're all good chances, and I think they're going to be prominent in the run from the get-go.
Okay, so that's a look at the map, and let's talk tips. What do you like here, Warren?
Let me go with Graceful Glamour each way. Nards, I'm hoping she can come across perhaps with Sierra Vista and get a spot without having to do too much work and then get into a rhythm. I like the way she stuck to her task in that race at Newcastle, the Spring Stakes. That was a strong race. There's some good form through that race. I've always been a fan of a horse called Outrageous from Team Hawks, and she was there sticking to her task really well. So I'm going to go with her, Graceful Glamour. Sierra Vista, maybe that race just changed complexion a bit in Adelaide when Fun Fact just was slowly away and didn't put pressure on Sierra Vista, but she rolled along and did it well, so she's likely to do something similar here. Sizzle Me, she was, I suppose, better performed than Maiden Grade when she went into that victory last start, so she really just justified that. And I like the fact that she was able to rip positively and maintain a gallop. And Oregon Dreamer won a modest race at a Saturday provincial meeting last start, but looks open to upside, and certainly looks like this type of trip will suit. 5, 1, 12, 9.
So we go 5, 1, 12 and 9. Dean?
Yeah, not a lot different, Nards. I like Graceful Glamour. I thought it was a really tough run last start. Timmy Clark coming down for the ride, and I think she can posse up and be, and I think that race will have stood her in good stead to be strong here. To beat Fiera Vista, who was a good win last start, as Warren said, probably made easier when Fun Fact missed the start, but she still did a very good job to win. Sizzle Me goes in the quaddy for me as well. She stakes placed at Flemington, and she drops from 60 kilos. I think it's significant here off the back of that win last start. She's, I think, the second highest qualified runner in the race, and gets a bit of a weight advantage. And Oregon Dreamer won a pretty weak maiden at Kilmore, but the figures were okay because they went so hard in that race, and I thought she had a little chance as next best. 5, 1, 12 and 9.
So 5, 1, 12, 9 from Dean, and Warren goes 5, 11, 12, 5, 11, 2 and 9 in race number 6. We go to race 7. This is the Derby trial, 1,800 metres and changes. Take out 14, 15, 16 and 17, Trent.
Similar to the Kennedy Oaks trial here, Nadia, there are a few hopes according to the betting for the Victoria Derby trial. Approach the Streak, the favourite, has been a drifter since we opened on Monday from 3.40 to 3.70. Merchant of Venice has been supported 4.80 into 4.20. Tawa at 4.80 has been pretty solid around that price during this morning. Fun Fact has been a trimmer during today's betting from 7.50 into 5. Leatherhead has gone the other way though, from an initial price of 6.50 to 10. And another galloper in the teens is Polymer at $11 there. Approach Discreet, holding favouritism, but a little bit easy. $3.70 for the Victoria Derby Trial. There's been support for Merchant of Venice, and particularly this morning, fun fact, $7.50 into $5.
Okay, so that's a look at some of the fluctuations. How's it going to be run, Dean?
Yeah, no, it's... I would expect that the speed's inside here. I'm thinking more the likes of Solivair, Fun Fact, as long as it begins okay, as opposed to Adelaide. And I thought Leatherhead would use Barrier 1 here to some degree. Sydney Blue and Wham Barriers 2 and 3 won't be far away in either. And the Approach Discreet, I'll probably have him inside midfield, I would imagine, maybe a little bit further back than he was, say, at Moonee Valley.
Okay, so that's a look at the way it's going to be run. What about your selection? What have you gone for?
Approach Discreet, I think, is the key runner. I think he's the best talent in the race, as he showed with that win at Morpheville and before that at Sandown, both on big tracks. He laboured around the valley a little bit, and he was beaten there as a favourite. But I think getting back onto a big track, hopefully we'll see the form we saw of his win at Morpheville. And I'm going with him to beat Tolomac, who's only comes off a low-pressure maiden win. But, gee, I like that win. And his subsequent trial, I thought, was really good last week over 1550 at Cranbourne. 7, Merchant of Venice. He's done a very good job to win 2 on end. Beat the older horses last start. Was a good win and will be strong again. And fun fact, he's racing really well and he's got the miles in his legs. 1800's not going to bother him. He's somewhere in the mix. But yeah, I'm with Approach Discreet. 2, 12, 7 and 3.
So we go 2 from 12, 7 and 3 in the Derby trial. How do you rate the Moran?
I'm hoping Leatherhead can hold that spot from an inside draw and maybe just tuck in behind the speed. I think both he and Approach Discreet seem to just take a bit of time to build momentum in the home straight after coming around the turn there at Moonee Valley. And they'll both be suited here at Flemington. I thought Leatherhead was good value, all those trends outlined. He's very easy in the market, but he's had a good grounding and he looks like he'll just keep rolling out to this trip. 6, Leatherhead, hopefully getting a nice run from the draw. Approach Discreet was expected to win again at Moonee Valley. In the end, he battled on fairly to the line, certainly giving him another chance here at Flemington. Fun fact, I think we'll be ridden more positively. Hopefully he begins well enough for Dwayne Dunn to put him in that spot after being slowly away at Morpheville. And Merchant of Venice, one of a few horses here that's lightly raced, but looks to have real upside. 6, 2, 3, 7.
So 6 from 2, 3 and 7 for Warren, and Dean goes 2, 12, 7, 3. That's a look at race 7. We're up to the last race, number 8 at Flemington today. And this is over 1630 is 78, and you can take out 14, 15 and 16, Trent.
Difficult way to finish the day at Flemington, Nadia, and there hasn't really been any positive market lead. Primitivo, the favourite at $4, has either been $4 or $4.20 this morning, and currently $4. Shinrock as the $7 second elect. Data Point, $7.50, along with Tantat Trusting. Then Laughing Hare at $8.50. Then you're getting out to $10 for Strike Force and Benny Goes Berserk. And Spider, the best of the others there, at $11. Nothing really to report in the last of 8 there. There hasn't been a really good push for any runner in particular. So we'll hear what Dino and Warren have got to say. Primitivo holds the market at $4.
Okay, so that's a look at a fairly open race as far as the betting. And by the looks of it, there's a few on speed runners, Dean, that have drawn right across the grid.
Yeah, probably sets up Strike Force, might be the first down to the rail, probably crosses a horse like Spider. You got Goldfields out wider, and a Shinrook, if he begins cleanly, can certainly be fairly handy, I'd imagine. Mr. Gustavo maybe out wider with him. But yeah, you're right, there's speed right across and probably quite a generous speed, I'd imagine.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about selections now. Warren, what do you like in the last?
Need some reasonable speed nards for mine. And he's due for a change of luck, number 11, Benny Goes Berserk. He couldn't have found more trouble if he went looking for it at Morpheville last start. It was just a horror watch, but that was where he was in the run and a lot of things were happening around him, and then gaps were closing when he was looking for different parts of the track to go to. He's going a lot better than his form card suggests, and his form line ties in with Strike Force from that meeting at Moonee Valley a couple of starts ago when the track was favouring horses on speed. That's something each way on number 11, Benny Goes Berserk. Laughing Hare was terrific first up. He trialled well going into that, so it wasn't a surprise performance, and he beat a well-performed horse in Satori for his winning run to an end with that first up win. Primitivo comes down here with winning form from Newcastle, and he obviously goes up in grade, but he's run well in some good races as a lightly raced three-year-old, now a four-year-old, and he was a work a fair way out to break that maiden, but he'll be suited getting up from the 1,300 metres on the spacious track here, and Strike Force might ride the speed and give a sight again. 11 each way ahead of 3, 12 and 1.
So we go 11 from 3, 12 and 1. What about you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going to back in Primitivo here. John Thompson identifying this race off the back of a maiden win, but as Warren said, he was well-performed without winning last preparation, hence he's got a rating of 70 off a maiden win. So I think he can measure up here to beat Benny Goes Berserk. As mentioned, he was luckless in Adelaide. Every time he tried to advance, he just kept losing momentum. Ashin Rook is quite a quirky sort of horse. Did enough first up. Some gear changes here. It's a suitable race if he puts his best foot forward. And Tantat Trusting, number 13, I think, is looking for the mile. Recent form okay. 12, 11, 2 and 13.
12, 11, 2 and 13. And we go 11, 3, 12 and 1 from Warren. Okay, that's our preview of the meeting. Dean, best Ruffy, Quaddy and also your play of the day.
Nards, my best is Amphitrite. It's a good race, but I think she's a really good filly. Race 3, number 12. Best value is in the first. I think Coral Coast's a real chance of beating the favourite. Race 1, number 5 for the Quaddy. First leg, 3, 5, 10, 11. Second leg, 1, 5 and 12. Third leg, 2, 3, 7 and 12. And the last leg, 2, 11, 12 and 13. And my play of the day is a parlay 2, 3, all for the win. Race 1, number 5, Coral Coast. Race 3, number 12, Amphitrite. And race 5, number 5, Bravo Tango.
Okay, Dean, thanks for that. Good luck.
Good on you. Thanks, Nath.
There's Dean Lester. And how do you wrap the program up, Warren?
I think she's the best race 3, number 12, Amphitrite. Nards, I actually do like Bravo Tango as well, but making the best race 3, number 12, Amphitrite. For value for me, race 8, number 11, Benny Goes Berserk at double figures. Think he can run well and give a great sight with clear galloping room. For the Quaddy, first leg, 5, 6 and 8. Second leg, 1, 5, 9, 10 and 12. Third leg, 2, 3, 6, 7, 9 and 12. And home with numbers 1, 3, 9, 11 and 12. So certainly a day for the Flexi Quaddy. And trying to get something out of the first two legs of the Quaddy with my play of the day. Running double, races 5 and 6. First leg, numbers 5 and 6. Second leg, numbers 1, 5 and 12.